Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. If there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And great and wonderful news, He does not even waste our failures. That is awesome. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind one of my favorite songs. I know I say that almost every week, but it's true. The song is called The Rhythm of Life, and it's from the live recording called A Mystery of Majesty. This particular song was born way back on May 30th of 1996. In Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30 in the New American Standard Bible, Jesus says this, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, and for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, here's that same passage in one of my favorite translations. It's the Message Bible. It says this, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and learn with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll live freely and lightly." Now that, as I said, is from the Message Bible. It's a translation of the Bible by Eugene H. Peterson. Now, it seems I often go through trying times before a song is given. But what's so awesome about God is the way in which He ties seemingly unrelated issues and episodes into one seamless act of love and nurturing. This song came after a period of back-to-back ministry times, and I began feeling used up and poured out, just plain old empty. Of course, the enemy tries to throw all kinds of lies our way during those times of weaknesses in an effort to get us to fall. And on top of my weariness came the lie that I was not needed. That sounds ridiculous even saying that, but that's how I felt. Another lie that soon followed was that no one appreciated me. Poor little me. Me, me, me. Of course, those are lies right from the pit of hell, from the enemy. But Father God used them to reveal my self-pity and pride, and the fact that I need His grace more than ever. The above passage from the Message was the catalyst for the phrase in the song, Rhythm of Grace. As I meditated on my need for God's grace in the musical context of rhythm, this song was born, and you'll see what I mean. It's just a joyful song. Let's rejoice right now.
I have found the rhythm, felt the beat of living, played by one who's given me love to the rhythm. Comes gently swaying me back to the rhythm of grace. Rocking me over the stormy sea, marching to the rhythm of grace, finding peace and security. Really the rhythm found me. It's never out of sync, always right on time, singing me through with your melody, never late and never behind. You are my rhythm and rhyme. You are the rhythm of life. Like love set to percussion, a musical discussion, steady, never rushing, as constant as night is today. More than just a notion, poetry in motion, like waves upon the ocean, your love comes to take me away. rocking me over the stormy sea. Marching to the rhythm of grace, finding peace and security. Really, the rhythm found me. It's never out of sync, always right on time. Singing me through with your melody, never late and never behind. You are my rhythm and rhyme. You are the rhythm of life. Well, I have heard a rhythm in the falling rain, telling me that you have washed away sin stain. I have heard a rhythm in the flowing stream, telling me that you completely washed me.
Father, thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your grace in our lives. Teach us how to live by the rhythm of grace, following the rhythm of life, just letting that flow out of our hearts and our souls and our minds. Father, we need you desperately. Help us to find our rest in you. Help us to see our lives from your point of view. That's the real truth. That's the real way to respond to life. So give us the grace to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm chapter 16, verses 7 through 11, just one of my favorite passages of God's word says, I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever. Let's be honest. Life is not easy at times. We all experience pain and sorrow from time to time. We all experience discouragement and loneliness from time to time. We all tend to take on and carry burdens we were never intended to carry from time to time. Now, due to my health crisis, I'm having to learn this all over again, every day it seems, how to release those cares of the world, the burdens of life, to Him. I often begin the day by doing that very thing. Lord, today I give you the burden of Parkinson's disease, and I trust you to carry me through. Lord, right now I give the worries I have for my children and my grandchildren to you, and trust you to get them through. That's how I pray every day, and moment by moment sometimes. We really do have to let go of our burdens and let God have them, or we will not survive. On the days when I'm feeling the effects of Parkinson's on my body, I let go and get in the flow of God's grace, and I'm able to make it through even the times of suffering. God uses it for my good and for His glory, and the burden is shared. Let me read that message translation of Matthew 11, 20, 28 through 30 one more time, just to encourage you with the need to share your burdens with Him. And then do what that verse suggests. Let us learn to walk in the unforced rhythms of grace. Here we go. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll live freely and lightly. That's the truth, y'all. Let's believe it. Let's walk in it. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my amazing, wonderful, awesome, beautiful wife, Melinda. Yes, I'm proud of her. I'm glad she's my wife. She'll create a special piece for that someone special in your life. And if you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you happen to listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, why don't you just take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review? Would you do that? And to help with the ongoing creation of and costs of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There is actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out at allinallchurch.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to pick up, I know I'm telling you a lot of information right now, but don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 3 is available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link we provide in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song, The Rhythm of Life, from the live recording, A Mystery of Majesty, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Now, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, remember this. This is the absolute truth. God loves you. And so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.